Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring out the Chicago offense. Cole Kmet, Notre Dame.
Kmet, who's, by the way, excellent football player. He's one of your better football players on the entire team.
He brings light into a room.
Everyone here has an ego, and I think it's important to always check your ego at the door when you walk in the building.
Williams slings it. Cole Kmet coming off a career game last week where he had 10 catches. He takes it out for a first down.
Well, he's going to get pressure, and he knows he's got to get rid of that football quickly. Finds Kmet. Might have had Odunze down the field, but he elects to just take a profit.
For me, that's always about doing what's asked of me.
And they will run the ball with Johnson and get the first down. And it's almost, I know the fans here are happy that it's a first down, but some of those cheers feel a little sarcastic.
And watch Cole Kmet right here taking out the inside hip of the defensive end, Hoyt, number 97. All he's got to do is slow him down.
Credit to Cole Kmet. He's got a lot of versatility, I thought, yesterday to get that offense going, to get that offense into concept that could work for them.
And at the end of the day, put good on tape.
Oh, that's a heck of a throw and a great play by Cole Kmet, who had a bunch of those in Indianapolis last week.
Bears. Cole Kmet and the Bears.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
It's a nice day for the offense yesterday, and when you score 24 points for that defense, it can mean a lot of wins. If you haven't checked out the 85 podcast, you should. Cole Kmet's doing a great job of bringing you inside. He's partnered up with our friends over at CHGO for it.
Our guy Adam Hoge, man.
Absolutely. So it's nice to have Cole Kmet here on the Score airwaves.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT!
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's ask Cole Kmet about it. He joins us now on The Score. Cole, thanks for dealing with all of the technical issues. We appreciate you jumping on the show.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, sorry about that.
Oh, it's not your fault. It's everyone else's fault. Now, let's get into this. I'd love to know from someone who is, you've been vocal, and I think in a really good way, in a very positive way, about the things that you expect from your offense from week to week. When this offense clicks, what do you like about it?
Well, I think, first of all, it has an identity in terms of the run game. And I think physical football is the starting point of everything. And, you know, especially offensively, when you're able to run the football effectively, you're able to open up a lot of things in the pass game as well, too. So I think that's a good starting point for us. It's something that we've done well the past couple of years, and it's been a slow start to begin the season. But I thought yesterday was a good step in that direction.
That team that you guys played, they get receivers open because of their run game, don't they? Like, it all seems to work together. What Sean McVay has done for years now, the run game helps the passing game happen for all those McVay offenses, it seems. Don't you think, Cole?
Yeah, I mean, when you look at all those offenses, whether it's the, you know, the Shanahan, McVay, you know, I know all those guys kind of, you know, were at one point together in Washington, LaFleur, all those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really just all starts with that run game. I think that's why you've seen this type of offense really take over most of the league. And it's really effective when it's done properly. And when you can get those big guys running up front in that outside zone scheme and be able to do some of the duo and gap schemes as well, it can really, really affect that back end as well when you go for the play fake and play action stuff. So I hopefully we'll get to see more of those benefits as the year goes on. I think as we continue to get more comfortable with this thing with the guys that we got and we continue to build this thing, I think it'll only get better and better. But yeah, that starting point is the run game. If you can get that thing going, then all that other stuff in the back end will be sure to open up.
We were watching Stafford, as we all have for years, including you as a kid growing up, seeing him with the Lions. And he's so smart at the line of scrimmage and so in control of the offense. It feels like that's what you guys are asking Caleb to do. And it's rare that a rookie gets asked to do that, isn't it? And he seems to be getting better at it every week. Do you agree that it's rare that a rookie gets asked to do the stuff that he's being asked to do?
Yeah, well, it's rare. That being said, you know, this is the NFL, and these quarterbacks are asked to do a lot nowadays, and that's, you know, getting into the right run checks, being really good with communication at the line of scrimmage, and then obviously making all those plays that you have to in the pass game. You know, looking at Caleb's game the other day, I thought it was his best game yet as a pro, and I know everyone likes to get caught up in the stats and the amount of fantasy points that somebody scores in a game, but those aren't things that we're really concerned with. And you look at the tape and the way that he played the game, I thought that he did a good job in terms of taking what the defense was giving him and, you know, hitting the checkdowns when he had to and then getting into our run checks as well. So I thought it was an overall really good game by Caleb, you know, no turnovers. And ultimately, that's what's going to lead to victories for us is limiting those turnovers.
Bears tight end Cole Kmet joining us here on Spiegel and Holmes. Check out his 85 podcast. It's really good. Cole, how satisfying is it when your downhill run game is working?
Yeah, I mean, that's big, too, because it gets those backers to step up. And, you know, like I said, you're able to get those play passes off of it. And you saw that ball that Caleb threw to me over the middle of the field there. You know, that's a product of getting downhill in the run game. And when you're able to get those backers to step up even slightly, you can hit them over the head with it. So it opens up a lot of stuff, and it brings the physicality of the offense that I think is much needed and really kind of helps establish the identity. So that downhill run game is big time. It was cool to see the goal line run there with putting Doug Kramer in at fullback and letting him go to work and there at the end of the game as well and letting Roshan get behind his pads and do what he does best. So it's all good stuff there, and I think that's really the starting point of the run game, and it was good to see that pick up the other day.
Cole, I wanted to stand up and salute and then cry when I saw Doug Kramer as the outback at that play. But it's so freaking beautiful. And people were calling it a gimmick. That's not a gimmick. That's football. Hey, here's a big person. He's going to hit the hell out of you, and we're going to run behind him. It's who's better as the upback, you or Doug Kramer? In the I formation, sir.
Well, Doug looked pretty good there. I mean, he got out of the gate there on the two plays he was in, so that was good to see. But like you said, I don't think that's gimmicky at all. Everyone knows what's about to happen when you roll out that formation, and you know what side we're going to. It's pretty evident by the formation there, and it's just two once and more. So that was just good old fashioned football, and you always love to see that and just get straight to the point and just punch it right in the end zone.
Cole, I think that last week, considering you know, how vocal you guys were in the locker room about the conversations that you had, I thought the honesty that came out of Hallis Hall was really great. As someone that was in the middle of it, how do you take being able to hold each other accountable as a positive, especially after you guys come off a win?
Yeah, well, I think it comes from an understanding that we all want to win, and that's the starting point there. And you know, I always say we all got egos, and you got to be able to check that at the front door when you walk in the building, and you got to do what's asked of you. And, you know, this partnership that we have with the coaches is, I think, really special and unique. And, you know, we got a coaching staff that's willing to listen to its players and, you know, also a coaching staff that's willing to get on its players as well. And I thought that it was a really good step forward the past week that we had. It was a healthy week for us. You know, there's always a delicate balance of pressing and being loose. And, you know, you kind of want to find that happy medium. And, you know, you could feel that in the building this past week. On Wednesday and Thursday, there was a little bit of press and, you know, a little bit of angst in terms of, you know, the walkthroughs and the practice and a little bit more focus there. And I think that's all healthy, obviously, until you don't want to get too overboard, but it is a healthy thing. And I think the challenge for us this upcoming week is going to be able to maintain that after a win. And you kind of have to manufacture that feeling a little bit going into Wednesday and Thursday, but it's necessary and something that we got to continue to do.
Good for you guys for communicating directly. Not everybody can do it, so it matters. Last thing, do you have a nickname for you and Sanborn and Edwards and Kramer and Amagaje, right? The five of you are all like the Chicagoland Bears. Are you the Grabowskis? Are you the Outfit? I mean, like, you guys need a nickname, we think.
I like the Outfit. That sounds pretty cool. Maybe we'll go with that one. Speaks, you just came up with the nickname yourself. So I think you just can coin that yourself there. But yeah, no nickname as of right, no official one as of right now, but maybe we'll just stick with the Outfit. That sounds good to me.
For people who want to check out the 85 podcast, what are they getting in it?
Yeah, so guys that want to check it out, we do it every Tuesday in season at 7 o'clock. We're doing the release. Just cool insight that I got with my teammates. You get cool perspectives. I have had a lot of good guys on so far between Mercedes, DJ, Rome. Cairo Santos was on recently, which was a really cool episode. We kind of talked about the kicking game and the fundamentals behind that. So just a more in-depth look at kind of the things that we go through every day, what we go through in our certain positions. So yeah, there'll be guests throughout the season on the team that you guys can check out. Just a way to connect with the teammates a little bit more and get more connected with the team for the fan base. So it's been a lot of fun so far. So yeah, please go check it out on wherever you guys get your podcast, YouTube channel as well. But 7 o'clock every Tuesday.
Cole, thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. Continued success and health the rest of the season.
I appreciate you guys. Take care.
All right, man. Looking for that poster, that Outfit poster with all those guys with the hats going. I mean,
Speaks, he endorsed it. You can run with this if you want. I like shy guys. That's not bad. You could do that too. Yeah, baseball's drunk. It's totally fine.
Insane.
It's totally fine. When we come back, we're going to sober up. We are going to talk with Kurt Warner. What did he see yesterday? What were the things that he thought were important about the steps forward that it looked like the Bears offense was taking? You know that he watched the tape. Why? Because he doesn't come on here unless he's watching the tape. Kurt Warner joins us next. Spiegel and Holmes on the Score.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a tax
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.